Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
One of the easiest truths in all of life to forget is that God has the whole world in His hands. He has all things under His control, and that's true even when we find that fear comes in like the morning frost and blights our faith. Happened to me just late last winter. I was parasailing off Mazatlan. Dumb thing for a man my age to be doing, but I was. And then after I was up so high that the ship we were on looked like a paperclip down there in the ocean, I decided maybe I better examine this contraption and see what's holding it all together. And I looked right in front of me as the wind was whipping at me, almost tearing my swimsuit off, and I noticed my entire life was hanging on a granny knot, tied by a 10-year-old Mexican boy somewhere in Mazatlan that morning, before dawn. Suddenly, I had this enormous feeling I needed to run, but I couldn't. I certainly didn't want to drop everything. And there I was, suspended between heaven and earth, forced to trust, and wondering, why in the world had I said yes to somebody's dare? But then there are times that don't make us laugh. There are times we find it really hard to believe that our circumstance is truly in His hands. Not only the wind and the rain and the little tiny baby and those crazy fanciful experiences called a dare, but those minor interruptions and those major feelings of desperation are in His hands. When you operate under the wisdom of God, when it is at work in your mind and in your life, you look at life objectively and you handle it with stability. There is an absence of fear. You're not seized with panic. You can lose your job or you can be promoted in your work, and you can see it from God's wisdom. You can dip into the valley that's unexpected, or you can sail to the pinnacle on the heights that equally would surprise you, and you can handle both extremes wisely. Because with God, it is all under His sight, and He can give you the objectivity and the stability, for you're in the palm of His hand. Now, a perfect illustration would be a contrast between human wisdom and divine wisdom. I wish we had the time to look at it. It would be 1 Corinthians chapter 2, but please, let's not take our time. If you will someday read the chapter, you'll see Paul as he contrasts human wisdom, and there was a lot of it in Corinth, and divine wisdom. And that was rare. And he said to them, I come to you not in human wisdom, which impresses people and causes them to ooh and ah all over the place. And they think that's what they really want, but it falls flat under pressure. And I come to you, nevertheless, with God's wisdom, which is so different from man's. You can't learn it from the school books. You can't get it because you have been around for 50 years. It comes as a direct result of walking with Him and abiding in His palm. He gives it to you.
The Lord gives wisdom so you can view life with objectivity and handle it with stability. When you place your faith in Christ alone for forgiveness, you have access to that wisdom from God through the Holy Spirit. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Putting Wisdom to Work was copyrighted in 1983, and this Lifetrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2015 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.